Guys, you need to let me know. So I have moved into a new area and I discovered that on a Thursday, there is an ice cream truck. Do you guys remember that sound? Now, while that sound is nostalgic, right? It gives me the creeps, and I'm going to tell you why. It gives me the creeps because for some reason, I feel like times have changed. Little children should not be going to a caravel or a kumbi style turned into a truck to go and get ice cream from some person, and that they're probably kidnapping children or giving them drugs or selling drugs. So you think you're going there because you're going to choose between vanilla, chocolate and strawberry, but it's something else. And this is the horror movie that plays in my mind. I hear the sound, but I haven't actually seen the ice cream truck. So I want to hear from you. Do you have an ice cream truck in your area? When does it come around? If you don't have an ice cream truck in your area, if you were to hear the music, are you actually going to go and buy ice cream from there? Or are you feeling like that's for children? And are you a parent who is comfortable to give your child some money to go outside and meet with an ice cream van or ice cream truck or whatever the vehicle is to go and get ice cream? Or have times changed? Do we think ice cream trucks actually fit into the life that we are living today? Because in my mind, there is a horror movie that is playing. The same way that I think of clowns and then I think horror movies. Yes, I went through an obsession of the horror genre of movies. And for me, the ice cream truck in my mind, it is driving slow. It is playing in slow motion. And at any moment, something really scary could happen. Very slow, driving in the neighborhood, playing the music that calls children like the Pied Piper. Guys, it's scary. But this could all be in my head. So do let me know. Should I go to the ice cream truck? Is it safe? Is it this beautiful nostalgic moment for you where you think about the ice cream truck? Or maybe you actually have an ice cream truck business and there's certain neighborhoods you drive through where kids still come out to get ice cream. I heard the ice cream truck, maybe it was around 11:30. Are kids not in school at that time? So who's coming to get ice cream? Is it toddlers with their nanny? I'm confused, guys. Why the ice cream trucks should I be worried and afraid? So do let me know. But the big thing that I want to talk to you about today is happiness. I'd like to find out from you, firstly, are you happy? And how do you define happiness? What for you is the definition of happiness? There's this amazing explanation about what happiness is and where it exists. And this is going viral, and it's probably something that, you know, one can ponder on this at the start of their day. The author isn't known, so I can't give them credit. But it reads as follows. It says, I think happiness exists in the understanding that the pain holds just as much importance as the beauty. So let me read that again. I think happiness exists in the understanding that the pain holds just as much importance as the beauty. And I'm wondering, you know, when you have to ask yourself, am I happy? What are the factors you take into consideration to measure if you are happy? What are those things? Are you a grandparent? And when your grandchild calls you, you are happy. When you get to FaceTime with your grandchild, you are happy. Are you happy when you pass this paper or you submit your thesis? Is that when you're happy? When does happiness happen for you and how do you measure it? So now I've spoken before on the station about the happiest countries in the world. And I think it's important for us to look at what the happiest countries in the world are doing, that they are reportedly the happiest. For 2021, the World Happiness Report They actually use statistical analysis to determine the world's happiest countries. And in its 2021 update, the report concluded that Finland is the happiest country in the world. The time I spoke about it, Denmark was the happiest country in the world. So to determine the world's happiest country, researchers actually analyzed comprehensive Gallup polling data from 149 countries for the past 3 years, specifically monitoring performance in six particular categories. And maybe you can say for yourself, if your happiness is determined by these factors. The one is gross domestic product per capita. The other is social support. Number three, healthy life expectancy. Number four, freedom to make your own life choices. Number five, generosity of the general population. And number six, perceptions of internal and external corruption levels. Isn't that interesting? So those are the six factors that they use. And Finland is high up there as the number one happiest country in the world. Interestingly enough, the least happy country in the world is Afghanistan. So they take the 149th place, and they have this way that they do their rankings. And what I can tell you about where they've put South Africa. So if their rankings of the happiness scores go from 2.5 up to 8, with 2.5 being the least happy and 8 being the most happy, South Africa sitting at about 5. So we also are not a very happy country. We're not in the top 10, but we're also not in the bottom 10. So let me know, are you happy? How do you measure your happiness? Or maybe you measure your happiness based on the things that are making you unhappy. So the fewer things that make you unhappy is how you measure you being happy. Maybe the fact that the Eskom CEO, Andre de Ruyter, has just announced that load shedding could be coming back is affecting your happiness levels because it will make you frustrated. Maybe listening to the news and hearing about the Tshego Fatsopule case, the murder case, and how callously that murderer speaks so relaxed and chilled about how he killed her. And not just killing her unborn child, like it was nothing, to the point that even the translator in court even, you know, expressed like shock at the part where he's saying, you know, I shot her and then I put her in the back seat. Maybe those things contribute to your happiness levels. So how do you measure? Is it based on your income? Because we know that money worries can affect your whole life. People commit suicide over financial worries and woes. Maybe your happiness levels are based on what is happening in your relationship and your marriage, or the fulfillment that you are getting at work, or the support you are getting from government. So how do you measure your happiness levels? What is it? Is it just a quiet sense of being content with what you have? Is it a calm sense of gratitude that you are appreciative that you woke up today and despite not having everything that you want right now, you have everything you need to live and survive? I'd love to hear from you. And where do you think South Africa ranks on this happiness list, considering Finland is sitting at number one, Denmark at number two, Switzerland number three, Iceland is number four, the Netherlands is number five, Norway number six, Sweden number seven. An honorable mention is going to Bhutan. They were excluded from the 2021 report due to some technicalities. Each country's scores are based upon detailed Gallup polls, but Gallup did not conduct polling in Bhutan during the required time frame. However, the report's writers made a special effort to pay tribute to Bhutan, saying it once again provided an inspiring example for the world about how to combine health and happiness. They made explicit use of the principles of gross national happiness in mobilizing the whole population in collaborative efforts to avoid even a single COVID-19 death in 2020, despite having strong international travel links, which is quite impressive. Absolutely impressive. Maybe this pandemic has contributed to your happiness levels. Some people got extremely down and depressed. Others found that the pandemic has actually contributed positively to their lives. Now they don't have to explain to visitors why you don't want them coming to your house. So now you're like, actually, this thing of isolating has given me a chance to be by myself. So what makes you happy? I would love to hear from you. 011-883-0702. Your SMS is 31702. Your tweets at Relebogile M at Radio 702 using the hashtag 702 afternoons and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
702 afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Lines are always open
on 011-883-0702.
22 minutes after 1 o'clock, and yes, I'd like to find out from you, what are your thoughts and feelings around the ice cream truck? Are there still any in your area? Are you operating an ice cream truck? Do you feel comfortable having your children go to the ice cream truck? I personally, and this is just a Relebogile thing, I don't know why, but to me, it sounds like the start of a horror movie. I mean, just listen to this, listen to this. Oh, guys, I mean, really? Is that not a horror movie to you? But maybe I'm just allowing my imagination to run wild. Tell me, should I go to the ice cream truck when I hear it? Is it safe? Are they selling drugs? Are they stealing children? What is it? Do let me know. And we're also talking about happiness. What is it that makes you happy? How do you measure your happiness? Where do you think South Africa ranks in terms of the happiness report? Where are we if Finland is number one and Afghanistan is the last? Second last, by the way, is Zimbabwe, our neighbor. And I think I saw Botswana in the bottom five. So send through your WhatsApps, 072-702-1702. Give us a call, 011-883-0702. And then SMS 31702. Tweet at Relebogile M at Radio 702 using the hashtag 702 afternoons. And of course, we do want to hear from you. Some of your WhatsApps that have come through. One says, linking both topics, ice cream trucks and happiness. I'm 27, but still wait to hear the ice cream truck. Sadly, there hasn't been one in our area for ages, and therefore I started my own ice cream brand, and it makes me super happy that I can make others happy. Yo, Masa Ruames. I like that. I like that. I do think ice cream makes people happy. I'm not even going to lie. Hi, Relebogile. I don't know how to be happy if I'm broke. Money makes me so happy. I become moody when I'm broke. I try to learn how to be happy even in my brokenness. It doesn't work. And I'm sensing that this is the feeling for many people. Ice cream Kumbi apparently also distributes grass in inverted commas. That's why it runs at odd times. I knew it. I knew it. I also got that sense. Guys, I'm telling you, Hi Relebogile, OMG, I hate the sound of the ice cream truck. It still comes around in my area during the day, and it just reminds me of a horror movie, especially the movie It. Yes! My kids don't even ask me because they know what I'm going to say. Lol, thanks ML. Another one says, stop watching horror movies. I love ice cream. That's JP in Johannesburg. Relebogile, I heard a mother tell her children that when the ice cream truck plays that tune, it means there's no more ice cream for sale. I think I must become those mothers, become those slick mothers that tell their children those things. I drive ice cream truck. Don't speak bad about it. You will kill my business. I wish you could give us a call. Tell us about how the business is doing, the times that you drive around, and who are your target market. Are the kids around while you're driving an ice cream truck? Is it your own business? Are you just a driver? I would love to hear from you. Uncle Doc in Alexandra says, hey, Miss R, come to Alexandra. We have many ice cream buses, is what they say there. Another one says, hey, Wena, you have watched too many horror movies. Let the kids buy ice cream from the Kumbi, is what Ronald has come through to say. And then some of your WhatsApps are saying, one says, yeah, the happiest countries in the world are largely agnostic, not steeped in religion and superstition. They have governments who run everything honestly with little corruption. The countries are clean and infrastructure not being stripped bare. They have good housing, health and transport systems. Taxpayers know where their money is going and they can live their lives without hysteria and thievery from leadership. The happiest countries in the world. And this is, okay, this is the repeat message coming through from the same person, unfortunately unsigned. Another person says, Lebrile, money makes me happy. And I completely understand where it is that you're coming from when you say that money makes you happy. Because, guys, times are tough and it is very difficult having to deal with the stress of not knowing where your next paycheck or next meal is coming from. So I do, I can relate, even though people who have money come back and say it doesn't bring you happiness. Some of your voice notes.
Hi, Lebogile. Yes, what a lovely show. Interesting topic around happiness. Yeah, what makes me happy is just to be grateful for the things that I have. I don't have everything, but I'm grateful for the things that I do have, and even grateful for waking up in the morning. Also, when you look at the index, and maybe another index as well, the Transparency Index, which has a look at corruption in the world, you might find that these two indices actually line up as well. So in those happy countries, people leave their houses open. They don't even lock the doors. And everybody just leaves each other's stuff alone.
You know what they also do in the happy countries? You can leave your baby in the pram at the front of the restaurant. Or like there's an area at the front of the restaurant where you can leave the baby in the pram to just enjoy the view, and everybody goes inside and eats. There's prams lined up there. There's no security, nothing. The babies are in their prams outside. The way Palisa's shaking her head, like, I'm telling you, there is no way I would be in public with my child out of sight to me. But that is how, that is part of the culture. It's not just about the safety, but that is the absolute norm there. Another voice note.
Hello, my dear. I just came in and I'm not quite sure what the tea is on the ice cream truck, but just listening to this last bit, it's like somebody's trying to give the ice cream truck a bad name. My neighbor, who is a very elderly lady, she loves the ice cream truck and she can't wait for it to come down our street to buy ice cream. So I'm not sure what's the tea here.
Okay, so there are people who are going through to the ice cream truck, and it isn't just for children. And listen, I'm not trying to give them a bad name at all. That's why I'm encouraging those of you that have had awesome experiences. Give us a call. Share. Tell us what's up with the ice cream truck. I'm just saying, I have not experienced an ice cream truck in years. And then I heard that sound out of nowhere. And I honestly thought I was living in a horror movie. Another voice note.
Good level. Talk about happiness. And as far as I'm concerned, my main source of happiness is extreme physical exercise, extreme physical activity. I'm a man close to 50 years old, but I believe I'm super fit. I do exercise with the youngsters of my age in my neighborhood, and I see them, they struggle to keep up with me. So happiness is a mind over matter, as happy as you think you are. Spusiso Kosmosite.
Ah, thank you so much, Busu. And I think the great thing that the thing we do know scientifically about exercise is that it releases the happy hormones, the endorphins. So yes, happiness to you is exercise. We'll continue with your calls and your voice notes after Eyewitness News. Time for your latest in Eyewitness News headlines. Good afternoon.
Lebogile, you don't run to the street when you hear the ice cream truck.
No. For what? I'm going to get stolen.
No.
They're going to steal me.
No, no. Ice cream truck, ice cream is the best. That soft twirl is unmatched. It's unmatched.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja. Call Relebogile
on 011-883-0702.
As we wrap up this conversation on happiness and ice cream trucks, we go to the lines. Tebogo in Soshanguve, hi.
Hi, Relebogile,
how are you guys?
How are you? On the topic of happiness, you know, for me, it depends on so many things. So yes, when I wake up, I'm very grateful that my life, because many wish to be less and they're not. You know, especially with this COVID and everything, we now have stress.
Ooh, Deboho, your line is not that great. Can you just shift a bit and repeat what you just said?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes, I'm saying that when I wake up, of course, I am grateful that I'm awake, you know, with all the mysterious deaths that are going on with this COVID pandemic.
Mm.
However, when you have situations, when you have a son who can't go to school because you did not pay his TVET tuition, and because NSFAS has been offline for like 4 days and counting, no one is giving directives, and your son is looking at you in the eyes like, you are failing me. My peers are you, you know, and whatever explanation that you offer him is, I don't care, you're failing me.
And it's so difficult to find any type of happiness when you're facing such massive problems.
Exactly. And, you know, and unfortunately, that's the situation in many households, you know, and you find people even doing wrong things simply because they were placed in a corner that is uncomfortable and they tried all else and failed.
Mm. Oh, Bonso Shanguve, thank you so much. And I mean, desperation definitely does not create a space for happiness. A tweet that says, just leave my soft serve, my only happiness. That's Dash Camp. And he's posted his ice cream kumbi there. And it literally is a caravel. Gikumbi. Another one says, I sent my 9-year-old after the ice cream kumbi, only to see him disappearing into it. Thank goodness the reverse lights came on and they drove back up the road to my house, Wendy and Branson. So they came to drop your child off, but I'd also freak out. Some of your voice notes.
Hi, Riley. I think for me, the happiest countries, it's actually an island. It's the island of Cyprus. The Greek side, I haven't been to the Turkish side, but it's just so relaxed. Everybody's so relaxed. Everybody's just happy. You know, it's warm. They eat like the local cuisine everywhere you go. Like, it's the one country where I literally saw that McDonald's was actually so empty, and KFC, and all the local Tarvanos were like so busy. And it's just so nice. But I think the thing is, it's good for very, very small, like younger people and older people. So it's good for the yayas, the grannies, and the little kids, you know. But if you're young and you're like youth, you just want to party and you just want to be in a busy city, then probably it won't be good for you. But it's just so amazing. I have kids, so I think that's why I just literally loved it so much.
Just wanted to comment on the discussion around the ice cream truck and its music. Also heard it this afternoon. Yeah, what we do is we just tell our kids that music is played when the ice cream is finished. So it's just the truck telling everybody that the ice cream is finished. And that's worked pretty well for us. But on that note, also definitely worth listening to a stand-up stint by Eddie Murphy that dates back to probably the early 90s, on all about the ice cream truck. Yep. Anyway, thanks for that. Cheers.
I will definitely do that. You parents are evil, lying to your kids so shamelessly.
Hi, good afternoon, Lebo. Listen, I go out and buy the ice cream. It's safe. Let's don't get too paranoid. People are trying to make a living. Life is tough out there. Yes, you are right. You have to check if it's genuine, but it is genuine on our area. Very, very genuine. They're not here to steal or kidnap children. Genuine people. Thanks.
Thank you so, so much. So I've decided while I was sitting here, I'm going to conquer my fear. And when I hear the ice cream truck come by, hopefully it doesn't make me late for work, I'm going to go. I'm going to go and follow the sound. I'm going to go and buy their ice cream, see the pricing, see how it is, and get over this fear that I have that it might be, you know, gross, scary, that I might be stolen and all of those things. So I will make myself the guinea pig for this project and exercise.